This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're getting more information about that passenger plane from Azerbaijan that crashed in Kazakhstan this morning. Dozens of people are thought to have died, though there are survivors. The AP's Donna Warder with what we know.
An airliner from Azerbaijan made a crash landing at an airport in Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan's emergency ministry says 67 people, including 5 crew, were on board the plane. Azerbaijan Airlines says the plane was making an emergency landing.
Pilgrims have been lining up to walk through the Great Holy Door at the entrance of St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican. Christmas marks the start of the 2025 Holy Year celebration. Hanukkah begins this year on Christmas Day. That's only happened 4 times since 1900. President-elect Donald Trump is railing against President Biden's decision on death row inmates. The AP's Haya Panjwani has more on this.
President-elect Donald Trump says he'll vigorously pursue capital punishment. That's after President Joe Biden commuted the sentences of most people on federal death row, in part to stop Trump from pushing forward their executions. Trump criticized the decision to change the sentences of 37 of the 40 condemned people to life in prison without parole. Trump said that he'll direct the Department of Justice to pursue the death penalty as soon as he's inaugurated. Trump was vague on what specific actions he may take. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Now to the holiday travel experience. Airlines expect to have their busiest days tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday and Sunday. Most Americans, though, will be driving to and from their destinations, according to the AAA. About 90% of travelers will be in cars. More than 119 million Americans are expected to travel this holiday season. Gas is $3.04 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. Now to the violence in Haiti. There have been gang attacks in Haiti, as you may know. The AP's Lisa Dwyer now with the latest on this story from Haiti.
Haiti's Online Media Association now confirms that 2 reporters were killed and others wounded in a gang attack at the reopening of Port-au-Prince's biggest public hospital. Street gangs have taken over an estimated 85% of Haiti's capital. Gangs forced the closure of the general hospital earlier this year. Authorities had pledged to reopen the facility, but as journalists gathered to cover the event, suspected gang members opened fire in a vicious Christmas Eve attack. A video posted by one of Haiti's most powerful gangs said that the gang coalition had not authorized the hospital's reopening. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.